iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to iGlobal Radio. My name's Tony Patty and I'm joined today by Neely Joshi. Now, Neely Joshi is a UK-based digital entrepreneur specialising in providing a thorough education across financial markets, cryptocurrency and e-commerce. And before running her own investment firm within a wider educational platform, Neely transitioned from the corporate world to a more entrepreneurial lifestyle. And this education not only allowed her to follow her passions, but she's now helping thousands worldwide reach their own financial goals, alongside enriching students on how to add personal development to their daily lives. Now, Neely has an Instagram profile, which is at Neely Joshi, or her email address is neelyjoshi@gmail.com. And we'll repeat that for you a little bit later on again in the show. Now, Traders Empire is a company that is a globally renowned institution that empowers, enriches, and educates thousands of students worldwide to develop multiple life skill sets and act as a vehicle to help the average individual follow a tailored blueprint in order to reach their financial, personal, and spiritual goals. Established in 2014, Traders Empire is the reason why so many have not only been able to make money from home during these times of such uncertainty, but able to take control of the two most important commodities, and that is time and money, and give themselves autonomy of both, in turn creating what is known as true wealth. And by giving individuals access to financial education that can potentially change their situation, the platform is on a mission to impact over 15,000 lives by the end of 2021. And she's already over halfway in achieving that. So Neely Joshi joins us today. And I certainly am excited about Neely because of the background that I've just read. So excitement is definitely the order of the day. Neely, a very warm welcome to you. And thank you for joining us here today on iGlobal Radio.
Thank you so much, Tony. Thank you so much. I'm really, really excited to be here.
So here we are. We've got a young, aspiring, fantastic young lady who made it into the corporate world. And then she suddenly decided to leave the corporate world and start her own business, Traders Empire. Tell us all about that.
So I was always that girl whenever I started something new or whenever I was studying throughout my studies at university. I was always known as the girl who never had any time. I never had any time to go out with and have as much of a social life because I was always studying. And then even if I had that time, I would be working my part-time job. And honestly, it was quite a frustrating situation to be in as a 21-year-old girl who is just trying to make it, just trying to balance everything out in life. It can get a bit tough. And there was always that pressure to get a good job, to get into a good career. And I completely understood that. But I don't know about you, Tony. I always had this feeling that I was destined for something more. I always had this feeling where I thought, is this really how I want to live my life? I always wanted to do something more. I always wanted to have a bit of an entrepreneurial lifestyle and a touch to my life. But then when I really started to sit down and think, is this what I want to do until I am 65 years old? I really just started to reflect and think, right, there's something that needs to change. There's something that needs to change in terms of my finances, my time. And I had a good position in the corporate world. I was at one, you know, an investment firm, and I enjoyed it. But I found myself just waking up at 5:30 in the morning, getting home at 8 o'clock. And, you know, I would only really be able to see my parents on the weekends, because by the time I was awake, they were just about waking up by the time I'd get home, they were sleeping. And I asked myself, do I want to spend more time at my desk than spending time with my parents? And I think that was something that really made me reflect of how it is that I wanted to live my life. So I decided to take an opportunity that, quite honestly, not many people would have. I decided to, you know, join and start Traders Empire and really just get myself immersed in an education that was not only going to help me, but help other people as well. Because as much as I was helping myself, how is it that I could inspire and how is it that I could leave my mark on this world and leave a legacy? So I decided to, you know, invest into these markets, invest into my own education and really put myself in a position where not only was I running my own business, but I was being able to help people along the way, be able to change their situation. As many backgrounds as we have included in our team, in our community, my main focus is to help young South Asian girls who have such aspiration and such want to be inspired to be able to do something new or to be able to follow and chase their dreams. But I think if I can do it, then 100% anyone can do it.
That's great. We're talking to Neely Joshi, who runs a company called Traders Empire. A lot of people want to learn how to make money from home. And we also want to know about the risks behind people investing and how they can avoid these risks. And what makes people stand out, not only as a company, but as a consultant to work with as well. And the importance of these skill sets in trading, cryptocurrency and e-commerce in particular are all the things that we're going to be learning about today with Neely Joshi.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Neely, incredible background, fantastic insight into what made you start Traders Empire. But a lot of people want to learn how to make money from home, but perhaps don't know where to start. What would your advice be to someone wanting to get into investing?
It's a really great question, Tony. And I think it's a question that a lot of people are asking themselves, or and it's a question that I do get a lot, throughout my career and throughout my daily life. It's because when it comes to investing, the reason why I'm so proud of what we do is because we focus on specifically the financial markets, so the foreign exchange markets, the stock markets, and we focus on cryptocurrency and also e-commerce, so the dropshipping area, being able to launch your own e-commerce store as well. And the reason why I take such pride in this is because, especially in these times of uncertainty, unfortunately, you know, the reality is that job security just isn't a thing anymore. Unfortunately, so many people have, you know, been in a position where they haven't been able to continue what they love doing or continue paying the bills, because unfortunately in these times the bills are continuing but the income wasn't. So I think what the power of learning these markets is the markets aren't going anywhere. We're talking about multi-trillion dollar industries that so many people want to get into, they just don't know where to start, and that's completely normal. I think with so many sources out there and quite frankly so many fake investments, so many scams out there that can actually fall, you know, that people can fall into, and they can fall into a trap of losing a lot of money. I think it's so important to have a holistic, thorough education from a credible platform, from people who know exactly what they're doing, who have the results that you want, and to be able to just put yourself in a position where you're not only part of a community, but you're learning these skill sets to pay you for life. So regardless of what happens in your external life, with your job, with your income, at least you have something to fall back on.
This is really important, because what you're saying here is that we've seen the adverts, we've seen the advertising, we've seen the publicity behind all of these things, an easy way to make money, get into investing, and these days are making it look so easy through public media and various social media platforms. However, as you quite rightly said, there's a lot of scammers out there as well. And this is the reason why people need to get in touch with people like yourself at Traders Empire to know right from wrong. Is that what you're essentially telling us? Because it looks easy on the outside, but there are other things to it.
Oh, 100%. I think one thing that has been created through social media, I mean, there are pros and cons of social media, but I want everyone who's listening to understand this, is that there is absolutely no shortcut to success when it comes to this. There's absolutely no shortcut to quick money in investing if you want to do it properly. Of course, there are ways that you can make a quick buck, but think about it this way. You have to become a millionaire in your mind in order to earn $1 million. And I'm not saying everyone needs to be, you know, become a millionaire, but start to learn how to manage your money, start to learn how to control your emotions before getting into investing, because so many of us unfortunately fall for this idea that we can make a hell of a lot of money in a very short space of time without actually taking the time to learn. For example, when it comes to learning how to drive, well, becoming a doctor takes 7 to 8 years. What on earth makes us think that we're going to learn the financial markets in 48 hours? These multi-trillion dollar markets, the largest and most lucrative financial markets in the world, having a holistic education and having a thorough education tailored around your own schedule, so that you're not giving up your whole life to learn how to invest, but you're adding that value into your daily life, is a very, very key way to be able to allow you to create and learn and develop this skill set over a longer period of time, as opposed to trying to chase this quick money and ending up falling into this trap. And the reason why Traders Empire stands out as a company is because we don't actually advertise. Our goal is not to create professional signal takers. Our goal is to create independent investors so that they can take their own skill set and run with it for the rest of their life.
We're talking to Nili Joshi, who runs Traders Empire, and knowing where to start and how to start and getting advice from someone who is in the know and an expert in the business is what Nili has just told us. We're going to find out what's the risks that are involved behind people investing and how you can avoid those risks in a moment.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
We've spoken about getting the right advice and making sure you have the right mindset, which is very important that you highlighted a moment ago. But what are the risks behind people investing, and how can people actually avoid these risks?
Great question. I think that's one thing that a lot of people worry about when it comes to investing. Is there risk involved? Is that, am I going to lose a lot of money? I think everyone who is looking to invest needs to definitely be comfortable with the fact that there is risk involved. Trading involves risk, and risk means potential loss. But the only way that people would lose a crazy amount of money or have a lot of risk tied to what they're doing is simply if they don't know what they're doing. The only reason why people lose, or 99% of people lose in these markets, is because they have no idea what they're doing. I think a lot of people go for the free option or go and try and create free money. And there's so many different platforms out there that, you know, allow you to trade with virtual money and then with real money. But how is it that we can avoid this risk without learning exactly where it is our money's going and what it is that we are doing? So I think when it comes to wealth management and when it comes to investing into these markets, a lot of people are focused on having someone do it for them. I think that's a very, very big risk in itself, Tony. The reason I say that is because we wouldn't trust anyone else. We wouldn't trust a random person with all our savings account because Indeed. We don't know what they're going to do with it. Yeah. So when it comes to investing, why would we trust someone with our own wealth when we can take that time and take that commitment just for 45 minutes to an hour on a daily basis and learn the skill set so we know our risk and we are completely in charge of our own capital? See, the reason why I love Traders Empire so much and the reason why I'm so proud is because the disclaimer that we put is that we're not a financial services company. We're a financial education platform. So we don't take your money and trade it for you. Rather, I would prefer and I would rather show you how to trade your own money, how to invest into the cryptocurrency markets, how to invest into e-commerce, so that you are completely in control of your own money and you are in completely in control of your own investments. So the risk, the biggest risk would be is not taking an education, not taking the time and trying to find a quick way to make money, because in a world where so many things are fake and so many social media platforms have these advertisements, it can be difficult. But if you see platforms and you see social media pages, for example, asking you for £5,000 because they're going to flip it into £20,000, I think we all know by now that that is something that you wouldn't take at all. Because
hence the saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it isn't true.
Probably is 100%, and it's unfortunate, you know, that there are ways in which people fall into these traps just because it's not their fault. It's simply just a lack of education and a lack of understanding of these markets, and that's exactly what I'm here to provide: an understanding and an education into this financial literacy, so people know what they're doing and people can take this and do it themselves.
Give us a typical example, Nili, of the risks that people do fall under or the pitfalls. Give us a typical example where people haven't done their homework, haven't done enough due diligence, and haven't spoken to an expert like yourself. Where do they find themselves?
I think they definitely, first of all, find themselves out of pocket, and not by a very small amount. I think some people end up seeing these ideas and think the more expensive it is, the more money I'm going to make. So by spending $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, for example, to a company that says that they're going to create a lot of wealth for you, I think that's one risk that I actually came across someone who lost six figures in the markets because they didn't take the time to learn, because they just thought, oh, it's going up, I'm going to buy. Oh, it's going down, I'm going to sell. And that is probably the worst mistake that anyone as a trader, as an aspiring trader, can make, because this is a skill set. This is a human game of emotions. I think the biggest risk is not being able to control your emotions, giving into the greed of wanting to chase the numbers and the money as opposed to return on investment. So I've had people come in thinking, I want to make four figures, but they don't know the blood, sweat, and tears that some people have put in to be able to create that from a very small amount. I think the biggest risk is looking at how much some people can make and looking at, you know, and looking around and seeing this person made X amount of money, or this person made Y amount of money. Why am I not creating that wealth and constantly chasing it? And when it comes to becoming a consistent and profitable trader, the power of compounding is something that is so underestimated. Starting off with a small amount, small changes and drastic results is, you know, Albert Einstein calls it the eighth wonder of the world, right? So having that skill set and being able to compound your wealth is something that I have seen avoids risks, high risks, you could say. But a lot of people tend to risk more than they're willing to lose. And that's something that I've seen before. Some people may start off with a very small account size and risk 50 to 60% of it, which is ludicrous. It's just, it's absolutely ridiculous. And it's simply because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how the leverage works. They don't know how the lot sizes work. They don't know how risk management actually works. And by studying the education that we provide, it actually only means that you're risking a maximum of 3% of your account size on every trade and every position that's been opened. By having such minimal risk, it means that not only are you being able to control your emotions, you're being able to consistently grow and compound that account.
We've learned a lot from Nili Joshi so far, but we're going to be finding out what is it that makes Traders Empire Nili Joshi stand out, not only as a company, but as a consultant to work with.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Nili, given us some great insight and some pitfalls to look out for about investments and making sure that we do our homework appropriately a moment ago. But as far as you and your company are concerned, what is it that makes you stand out at Traders Empire, apart from what you've already told us so well? What is it that makes you stand out as a company and a great consultant to work with at Traders Empire?
So working with myself, Tony, I definitely take pride after doing this for almost 3 years. I think what makes us stand out as Traders Empire is that it's not just one of these things where you get started, you have all the information given to you and you're on your own. The reason why I'm so proud of Traders Empire is because of the solid community that we've actually built. It's not just entering a community, it's a family vibe that we have going on here. And something going from a job mindset, from an employee mindset into an entrepreneurial mindset means that you might bring that competition with you. But the reason why I'm so proud of this and why Traders Empire is so distinct and different is because you have people around you who probably want your success more than you do. Having people around you and being part of the right environment is what's going to help you in success. And they have a saying, I don't know if you've heard of this, but you are the average of the five people around you. So if you're around five successful people, you will be the sixth. If you're around five bums, you're going to be the sixth, right? So it's important to put yourself in an environment where not only are you going to grow, are you going to allow yourself to create that personal development habit within yourself as well. But not only that, when you actually sit down with myself for a consultation, you get direct one-to-one mentorship on a weekly basis. You get group mentorship. You get mindset trainings, personal development, extra trainings whenever you need any help as well. It's a very hands-on, practical approach to the market. And I think that's something that a lot of people do need because everyone has a different learning pace and a learning process as well. Some people are more visual, some people prefer audio, some people prefer someone actually sitting down with them and helping them as well. But the best thing about this is that it's a remote learning experience.
That's fantastic. So I can see you're placing a lot of importance on skill set trading, as you've just told us in so much detail, and skill set trading and trading cryptocurrency and e-commerce in particular. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
My favorite topic, actually. I think a lot of people, unless they've been living under a rock, know that cryptocurrency is the talk of the town right now. So many people are looking into it. We see so many coins. We see Elon Musk pumping and dumping. We see a lot of things going on in the news. And I want everyone to understand that cryptocurrency is not new. It's new, but it's not brand new information that no one knows about. This, can I be real with you, Tony?
Please, yes, yeah. Yeah.
I want to say to everyone who's actually listening to this, if you are not looking into cryptocurrency or even considering or even have any cryptocurrency or just looking into actually investing into this space, you are quite literally missing out on this generation's biggest opportunity to change the direction of your family tree. The reason I say that is because cryptocurrency is the future. Why is it that technology is now constantly evolving and constantly adapting? And why is it that cryptocurrency is now becoming so huge? It's because if we think about it 1,000 years ago, credit cards would not have made sense. A plastic card with having money on it, it just absolutely wouldn't have made sense, right?
Yeah.
But now we've moved to Apple Pay, Samsung Pay. People use their phones to pay, right? So we're using our phones to pay. Why are we not using our phones to make money? Why are we, if money is evolving so much, we are experiencing the biggest transfer, the biggest shift in wealth in history. Why is it that we're not taking these opportunities? It's simply a lack of financial education. It's simply a lack of education in this space and how it is that we can capitalize on these opportunities. So cryptocurrency essentially is a different form of currency. And not only is it Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Ripple, there is an absolutely vast space, an ever-growing space of cryptocurrency that you can actually invest into, that's moving into the music space, moving into the sports space. And I mean, e-commerce, for example, let's take what's going on in the world. How many of us can relate to having multiple Amazon parcels coming to our house on a daily basis? And I mean, even then, come on, we can order our groceries off Amazon now. It's ridiculous. And that's just such a highlight of the way the world is changing. We order our food, we order our clothes, we order movies, we order everything online, right? So, you know, Blockbuster went offline because Netflix went online. Black cabs are now going offline because Uber's going online. So it's really just a shift of wealth to technology. And why is it that e-commerce is so important? It's because we find ourselves constantly on the money spending side of e-commerce. Why not be able to be on the capitalizing side of e-commerce? Why not put yourself in a position where you can create your own online store, buying and selling products, and being able to make profits and being able to make money from your phone? I think it's a concept that a lot of people are unfamiliar with, but it doesn't mean that it's not there. It's just having a vehicle to be able to take someone from where they are to where they want to be.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
Nili Joshi, you are running a company called Traders Empire, and you are a UK-based digital entrepreneur. And if somebody wanted to contact you more about your membership program and find out how to learn about investing with yourself and reaching their goals, what would be the next step for them to contact you to begin their education and their fantastic journey?
Fantastic. So the best way, of course, being a digital entrepreneur would be through my Instagram profile. I'm very, very active on Instagram. I always take a lot of inquiries off there as well. So you can find my Instagram handle at @NiliJoshi_. If you just send me a DM and you just say that you found me through the iGlobal Radio, I would be more than happy to sit down with you for a one-to-one consultation, go through a mentorship program for you and help you be able to achieve your goals essentially. I take pride in being able to help people go from where they are to where they want to be. And that's what's helped me create so many success stories along the way as well. So Traders Empire does have a website. It's traders-empire.co.uk. If that as well, and you can actually email me at nilijoshi@gmail.com, and it's just the same reference, and I'll be able to book something in with you and we can take it from there.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
Please note, past performance is not a guarantee of future performance. All investments can fall as well as rise in value, and you can lose some or all of your money. Additionally, this podcast does not constitute an investment recommendation.